Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. Now, 7 after the hour, this is the American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the program, obviously, because I'm here and you hear my voice, but I also am an American farmer of some note. I wouldn't stick my chest out and say, well, I'm the greatest farmer in the world, but I do have a really strong connection to Jersey cattle, raise Jersey replacement heifers on my farm, do a lot of activities, and one of the things that is, I want to talk about this at some point, probably in my opining section later on, the real problematic situation we are finding ourselves in when it comes to insurance. That I'm sure the people are saying, what does he know about insurance? The insurance situation with farmers is becoming untenable. We'll talk about that later in the program. A reminder that Willie Nelson is headlining Farm Aid September 23rd. I do not believe, and there people will say to me, well, why are you mentioning it? Well, just because it's coming up. You can't get tickets anymore. I think they're all sold out. The saddest thing about it is you got to deal with Live Nation to buy the tickets. It's in Noblesville, Indiana this year. And the mission is the same as it always has been with Nelson, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews, Margot Price is in it, and a lot of other performers as well. Through the course of the day, they've given away tens of millions of dollars for farmers around the country. It's great to have it, but it's also really annoying. Maybe that's not even a strong enough word. It's absurd that we have to have things like this to help farmers stay alive, literally and figuratively. It is absurd the way farmers are treated, handled, dismissed in our country, laughed at by children who don't know any better. I have that happen to me all the time in the community where I live and have my farm, Framingham, Massachusetts. I'm out on the road on a tractor. I'm in a field. I'm a curiosity with people. They drive by and they point or they look or they plug their ears or something like that. And I got to the point where I resent that whole attitude, and then I thought, you know, it's really our fault because we haven't done a good job of keeping the message as to how it is we keep you living. People who are not farmers who are listening to this, who connect with me because of the food, farm, family segment that I do on my weekday program, The Good Day Show, which is heard on a lot of the same stations that carry the American Family Farmer. So a note about what, in my mind, is the priority, and that is to keep farmers in front of the public. And I think in league with that, the discussion about the farm bill, here's another circumstantial thing that I believe is to your advantage to be active. There's a lot of debate over the farm bill. Some people, the chairman of the farm committee in the House, thinks they ought to put the farm bill off, not take action till October. They do this all the time. This is the way Congress acts. They have hearings and they put stuff in. Instead of going away for the whole month of August, they should have stayed there and done their work. At any rate, I see the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union are getting together to push this, having the focus on the general public. 71% in the survey they did with members of both National Farmers Union and American Farm Bureau Federation say they haven't read much, heard much about the farm bill. These are farmers. Some people say they don't hear, 42% of the people in the survey say they never read, see, or hear anything about farming, which is an outrage and something that we all ought to take note of. I was going to say be ashamed of, but I would think that if you're in farm country and you don't support a member of Congress that votes the way you do, or you want them to, or they hear you. This is, you know, the reauthorization of the Farm Bill. Only 33% of Americans think that it matters. It matters to all of us. This, you know, you go back to 2018, that Farm Bill there, the education, I remember talking about it and how uneducated people were about how, I don't want to say invasive, but how involved and inclusive various things in the Farm Bill are. And in terms of how I view it, the Farm Bill is a risk management tool that helps you and me when you face things like weather disasters. They'll use a lot of it over in Hawaii for sure after last week. Also deals with high supply costs and inflationary pressures, but it doesn't deal with the consumer and understanding. The Farm Bill has a lot of nutrition programs in it, but there, okay, where's the explanation of what's the way for you to understand how to eat properly, where to get the right food? That ought to be part of the impact of the Farm Bill as well. So, you know, they say that they're interested in protecting the nation's food supply, but I don't see that, frankly. It's a dangerous time for farmers, and you need to be engaged in the Farm Bill. Commodities are important. Dairy, look at the ridiculous price the dairy farmers are getting for their milk as opposed to what they got last year at this time. And why is it that beef, that people are killing good cows, sending them to slaughter because they make more money killing the cows for beef than they can making milk? It's an absurd reality. It is, and it's maybe something there. The Farm Bill has to be built around what may or what needs to be viewed upon as the next 5 years. What do we think is going to happen? And if you don't get involved, you're doing yourself and other farmers a disservice. You just are. There are a lot of programs in there you might want to take advantage of, frankly. But the Farm Bill ought to contain regulations to create competitive markets. Trade issues are a part of it. But this goes on every 5 years. It becomes a contentious debate, and the debates cause delays. The lobbyists are all out there trying to get their priorities straight. A profoundly divided Congress doesn't help either. Big challenges for addressing hunger and quality of food and that sort of stuff. A lot of stumbling blocks. There have been hearings. There have been listening sessions. This has been going on since January, actually. You'd think by now they'd be able to put all of this stuff together. September 30th looms large, and the date will be missed. Again, as I said, the chairman of the House Ag Committee says push it off until October. There was a listening session up in Maine. I wish I'd have been able to go to. It was one out in Minnesota. So, you know, the Democrats are fighting with the Republicans. Democrats want to have supplemental, the SNAP program. Republicans don't want it. That really ought to be in a separate bill. Frankly, we ought to be talking about fresh fruits and vegetables being grown and where you get it and how you can promote that, right? And one of the things in the bill that people seem to be focused on and may make it through is the prevention of states regulating farm animal welfare. Remember the Supreme Court declined to overturn the California law that prohibited selling pork that comes from systems that hold pigs in confining cages? And now they're trying to use the Farm Bill to overturn that law. Senators from Kansas and Iowa. It'd be interesting to see where all that goes, especially since the biggest pork producer in our country and in the world is here in America, but it's owned by the Chinese government and a Chinese company. Oh, man. And commodity payments are a big issue as well. So keep up with your legislator when it comes to the Farm Bill. That would be my calling right now. Here's another call. This is a call for you. Call 800-419-DOUG and get two, not one, but two, maybe even three free nights in Las Vegas. Right now, there are operators, as they say, standing by to take your call when you dial 800-419-3684. 800-419-DOUG. Call it now. You got two free nights in Vegas. 800-419-3684.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work! I know, it's mind-blowing! Towels that actually dry you! The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Back on the American Family Farmer here, we talked about the farm bill, which is important. The right to repair legislation is another sticky wicket here. There's been discussion about putting something in the farm bill, which would be appropriate, I think. Arguments have been made, actually, I think last week we talked about this here on the American Family Farmer, some who are opposed to allowing farmers the right to repair. The equipment manufacturers say that it's not good for the environment to let you and I fix our own tractors. You know what kind of gall it takes to come up with something like that? So now they're trying to get the EPA involved, but the EPA said last week, no, we support farmers and the right to repair. But that hasn't stopped the people from John Deere and the other big manufacturers. Mostly is John Deere is the bad guy, the biggest of the bad guys here. The EPA administrator says it's important for you as a farmer to have the right to repair. And using the justification that emissions control systems would be in jeopardy if farmers were allowed to prepare and fix their own questions because it interferes with the Clean Air Act. What a hubris. What a load of crap. So they got the EPA clarified their position using the Clean Air Act as an excuse for not allowing you the right to repair does not hold water. That was the exact quote from the administrator of the EPA. So good for those folks at the EPA. I'm not much of a fan usually of the EPA because they overreach, but in this circumstance, they didn't. We need to have right to repair legislation. And again, if you're going to talk to your congressman or woman about the farm bill, then have right to repair put in as one of the main ingredients. There's a lot of people who relied on that. And so keep pushing it. It's nothing but in your favor to be able to do that for sure. All right, continuing on here, in a matter of moments, we're going to meet a family involved in sugaring, if you will. So stand by for that here next on The American Family Farm.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperG.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperG.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The hour now. This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here in the middle of August. So why are we talking about maple sugaring? What goes on the farm that produces maple syrup? Well, we have a family farm group here. David, Donna, and Nick DeVoki are here from Maple Valley Sugarbush and Farm to discuss sugarbushing and farming. So I find it interesting. I'll talk with David and Donna. Maybe we'll just take everybody in order here. Start with you, David, because it appears you're the third generation farmer, and Nick, your son, is the fourth generation to be at Maple Valley. So that's very cool. And your wife works in the whole this whole adventure together with you. So the story of let's talk about the farm itself first, David, and the story of you and your family and what's gone on. Has it always been a sugaring operation, if you will, maple syruping? People think that Maple Valley would suggest that it's maple syrup, and I'm not sure that that's a good conclusion to come to. So where do we start?
Well, my grandparents bought the farm in 1920-21. I can't actually get the actual date, but it was early 1920s. It's pretty much stayed in the family up until recently. Some of the land was sold off several years ago, but we ended up keeping the majority of the farm. Maple syruping, as far as I know, goes back to the 1870s on this farm. The original owner, I don't know his name, but I do know that he was from Burton, Ohio, which at the time was the seat of Geauga County, which we're in Geauga County.
You said to me I was the first person in a long time to pronounce your name correctly, DeVorky. I was looking forward to being the first person to say Geauga County. I went to school at Heidelberg, which is not far from you, and I always loved some of the county names, including Geauga, which most people couldn't pronounce. So you've taken my sting.
No, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm teasing. All right, anyway, so go back to how this... you said some of the land... did you have to sell it to keep the farm going? What was the reason?
No, that wasn't the case. So, well, we bought it to keep the farm going,
right,
off of my mother. My father had passed away close to 30 years ago, so my mom, toward the end of her life, was selling her estate.
Yeah.
And we ended up buying the majority of the woodlands and some of the field ground to be able to make maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And the farm park comes in is in the early 2000s, we started raising vegetables, and we would buy in organic fruit and stuff like that. And we sold at farmers markets, plus our maple syrup. And we were doing 7 farmers markets a week.
Wow.
Some of the big ones here in the Cleveland area, the North Union Farmers Market, we were doing like 5 of theirs, and then a couple of other ones that other communities started up. And we also ran it from 2007 and 8. We ran CSA that we built up to 75 families.
That's cool. All right, hold on a second. The story will continue in a matter of moments. We have to pause for some items of interest to the local stations. And we're back again on the American Family Farmer with the DeVoki family. I'm very interested in maple syruping, so hold on to that thought. We move ahead here on the American Family Farmer.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have 2 daughters, and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has spoken by phone with Paul Whelan as the ex-Marine remains detained in Russia. Reports say that during Wednesday's call, Blinken told him to keep the faith. The top U.S. diplomat noted the government's doing everything it can to bring Whelan home. Whelan's been in a Russian jail since 2018 and was sentenced to 16 years in prison on an espionage charge that he denies. TikTok is being banned from New York City-owned devices.
Former FBI agent Stuart Kaplan says the move is for security concerns, especially due to governments which are threatening to the U.S. and who are utilizing the app for information.
Extrapolate our personal information to gain intelligence on us or to use the application for disinformation.
Some 330,000 people work for the city, and a good number of them have city-owned devices. Lisa G. in New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffens here, second half hour of our program this week. We're in mid-August, and not many people are thinking about syruping, because most of the time, maple syrup happens from at least where I am in my neck of the woods on my farm. We stick the trees in February. It seems the sap begins to run then, and then certainly the stuff is produced after that. Lots of really interesting. You go into the where they actually cook the stuff that comes out of the trees. The stuff that doesn't sound good. It's the sap comes out of the trees. So, Donna, let me bring you into the conversation. David, Donna, and Nick Devokey. Here, I'm going to mess it up. Now that you told me I did it right, I'm going to mess it up. David's obviously a farm kid. Donna, are you a farm kid, too?
I grew up in a suburb.
Uh-huh.
I love it out here.
Yep. So how involved are you? What is you should be doing? I mean, in this era, women and men usually approach the tasks on the farm equally. So I haven't really dug into Dave and his role because I want to know about the farm. But what's your primary interest and goal in working on the farm?
Whatever they have me do. I do the selling. I do the selling and the financial part, and I do help with the maple syrup, but we don't actually gather anymore because we're on tubing, so it's a little bit more easy. But I used to gather the buckets, and I boiled once or twice. Mm-hmm. Caught myself on fire, so...
Oh, fabulous. So, you know, you mentioned tubing. You can always tell. You go around, especially here in New England where I am, but out where you are as well in Pennsylvania, through the Northeast especially, you can go to a farm and you can see miles and miles of tubing. Is that what you have?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't have quite as much. I mean, we have like 700 to 1,000 taps at any given time. So, I mean, I would say there's a couple miles of tubing. And, you know.
How do you tell if a tree should be tapped, can be tapped? Is there such a thing as a tree that doesn't have sap anymore? I have some, the reason I ask is because I got maple trees all around me on my farm, and some of them are old, old, old trees. And I almost don't want to tap them because I don't want anything to happen to them. Is there such a thing as a tree being too old or too young to tap?
Well, generally speaking, we don't tap trees smaller than 10 or 12 inches, or maybe even some cases. You know, they just don't, the younger trees don't give as much sap, and they, you don't want to damage the outside layer of the tree too much. You don't want to over tap it each year. So your big trees, you know, one or two taps a year is probably fine. And, most of them give sap. There are, there's, one tree in our woods that we put tubing to, and it's actually not a maple tree. It's everybody, my grandparents, my dad, they used to put a bucket next to it, and it's not even a maple tree. It just fooled everybody.
What kind of a tree is it?
It's a beech tree.
No, it's not a, it's like a, I think it's a poplar tree or something. I'm not really sure what it is.
There's a lot of poplar around where there's maple. That's true. That's the voice of Nick DeVoki, who's the son being involved in all of this. So did you think as you were growing up, Nick, that this was going to be your future? Did you always plan to be on the family farm, to be the fourth generation?
Well, sometimes.
Well, like growing up, I always thought I was going to engineer cars. And, you know, I liked automobiles and I liked drawing and different things like that. But as we went along, just how things unfolded, I just ended up here to help. So I get to do all the, I guess, hard work.
So is it, though, a 12-month-a-year job? You said that you tap twice a year. That sounds foreign to me because we only around here do it once a year. What's the second schedule?
We only tap once a year.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard second. All right, got it. So what about the timing? How do you know? There are a lot of people who are wondering, I've got all these maple trees. Maybe I should do the same thing. There's certainly, when you come to the, what do they call it, the firehouse, what do they call it where you boil the sap to get the syrup? What is that house?
Sugar shack, sugar cab, you know, anything with sugar in a house, you pretty much got it. But
the sugar shack is a song called Sugar Shack. I'll have to remember it that way. So how do you tell that it... I'm sorry, go ahead, David.
Traditionally, it's in March, right?
February, March.
Yeah, in Ohio, traditionally, it's been in March.
Yeah.
But with the advent of putting tubing in the woods, we're able to take advantage, I should say, of earlier runs that might happen in late January or early February.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to be tapped by the end of February, and usually that gets us the first week in March. Mm-hmm. So we're more traditional in the time that we tap. But a lot of other producers in our area are now tapping in late January and early February.
How much competition do you have?
Well, in our county, Geauga County is still in Ohio. It's still one of the top producing counties as far as maple syrup goes. So we have a lot of competition all around us. And as you get further away from Geauga County, there's less in the state of Ohio. But the state of Ohio has a lot of different regions to it that produces a lot of maple syrup. At one time, a little bit of history, Ohio produced more maple syrup than Vermont.
Really? Now that's interesting.
That was close to 80 years ago.
Mm-hmm. How do you make a living? I ask this naively because I don't know much. I'm a cow guy, so that's what I know about. I don't grow crops, and I don't have that focus. You're now growing crops along with having the maple syrup operation. Is that, did you grow crops because there was a request to do it? Did you do it because you needed to survive, that there wasn't enough in the maple syrup business? How do you survive and thrive in your particular instance? And by the way, the website for Maple Valley Sugarbush is just that, maplevalleysugarbush.com, to see how David, Donna, and Nick run their operation. Yeah, go ahead. I think, David, you were speaking.
Yes. We started doing farmers markets just with the maple syrup. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed, you know, of course, my mother still owned the property, and there was just idle field space sitting around. So I thought, well, we could utilize that and grow some vegetables and add a product line to our what we were selling in the maple syrup.
Sure.
And so that's kind of how the vegetables and stuff came along, and then it just kept growing from there.
Yeah. And so now you have a healthy atmosphere. What is the work of the sugaring? It's intense, obviously, from February on. When do you get done, actually, with that work? Or are you working on it? I mean, you expect to work on the trees year-round, but when does the actual, you've harvested the sap, and you boil it, and you produce it, you bottle it, and so you're selling it year-round, but when does the work end of actually producing the syrups?
Well, usually by the first or second week of April, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we go on to bottling syrup and making candy from the syrup and different products. One of our famous products is our maple mustards line, which we're redoing right at this point in time.
All right, hold on right there. Maple mustard. That sounds yes. like some kind of oxymoron. What in the world? How do you combine maple syrup with mustard?
Well, I was making a honey mustard, which everybody's kind of familiar with. And I thought, well, I'm making all this maple syrup. You know, I might as well make it with maple. And so that's how that began. And we just had regular maple mustard. And then we went into maple horseradish mustard and maple jalapeno, maple cayenne, maple dill, and garlic mustard.
Good heavens.
So those have become quite popular over the years.
Yes, Donna.
It's a hit.
It's a hit. It just sounds it sounds so foreign. Hold on. We continue with David, Donna, and Nick DeVoki from Maple Valley Sugarbush and Farm. Interesting story. Great ideas. The soils there, I'm betting, are really very good. I know that area of Ohio quite well. So we'll continue giving you ideas here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with one simple idea as to how to look your best, feel your best, be the healthiest, keep your weight in check. And you can do that easily, even though we're in the dog days of summer. You know, you maybe don't want to work as hard. Maybe you don't have to because of the heat. You lose weight easily. I find that to be the case with me. I don't put on weight easily, and I don't take it off easily. Thank heavens. I don't have to lose 94 pounds. But I try to keep my body in shape and in check. And I bet you do as well. So if you're interested and you haven't had success, the secret of the success of Calitrin is the ingredients, collagen proteins, digestive enzymes, aloe vera. Those are the main ingredients that help your body rebuild as you're losing the weight. And that's why there are so many great success stories tied to this. And you can eat it. I mix it. Sometimes it's got a powder you can put on the food. You drink it because it comes in a liquid. You can have capsules, take before you go to bed. But
No matter what you do, you got to be consistent, number one. You got to understand the process, understand why it is that some people have success with losing weight, some people do not. I would send you to the website, toploss.com, because there's so much, there's a myriad of explanations. There's access to the counselors they have there, and you'll see why it is that people are successful and how Calitrin is so good for you. So check it out, please. Toploss.com, the website. When you check out, use the discount code Doug. You get the Dog Days of Summer sale benefits, the pricing. You also get free shipping. It's a company that's been in business for more than a quarter century, so you know their product works. Help yourself to the success of losing weight and keeping it off with Calitrin at Toploss.com. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Stephan here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Stephan Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with a few final comments from David Donna and Nick DeVoki. So if you had advice for people who are looking to get into this, what would you tell them? Spend a minute telling the folks listening what is the most important thing about going into sugaring.
Start off small. Buy the right equipment the first time, because it's awful expensive to get into maple sugaring if you're real serious about it.
Right.
You know, all the stainless equipment and stuff. By starting off small and do the best job you can so you produce a quality product, that's what sells.
I'm looking at your website and the farm store, the gift shop is a great way for people to understand. And this stuff is really good for you. So, again, maybe that's the best text, just to go into the Maple Valley Sugar Bush website, maplevalleysugarbush.com. Thanks to David Donna and Nick DeVoki being here this week on the American Family Farmer. Good luck, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The Hour, the American Family Farmer Program for this weekend. Doug Steffen with some thoughts. I listened to those folks who are on the farm doing maple syruping as it's gone from first to second to third to fourth generation, and how difficult it is sometimes. Sometimes it depends on the state. But succession strategies, land legacy, you hear often, way too often, the fact when the father dies and the estate's in his name and the land's in his name, that the family has to sell off the farm in order to pay the taxes, which is an ungodly, ridiculous reality in a country that depended on agriculture as its main source of income. And now we just so disrespect it because people are so far away from the reality of the farm. There aren't enough voices in Congress to make this a priority. There should be no tax, zero tax, on land that belongs to farmers and is being passed down. We've got to keep farmland, otherwise, I've said this 100 times and it's more obvious now, instead of wait till 2050, with the problems we're having in agriculture today, we'll be lucky to be able to feed ourselves by 2050, never mind be the breadbasket of the world. So how do you fix this problem? There are people all over the country who are trying to save farms. They remember what it was like as they grew up on the farm. And the stories are all over the place, not only down south, but up north in New York. New York is a horror show for farmers because of the taxes. And it's time that we woke up and we pushed. It's time we had our way. It's time that your children had the ability to conserve the farm. Put an easement on it, whatever it is that takes. Sometimes you diminish the value of the land by selling the development rights. That's a good idea. There was a family that I read about had 1,400 acres of contiguous land, and they were trying to figure out how to save it. And they got some people from the Bureau of Land Management involved in the Fish and Wildlife Service, and apparently the
there were enough species on there that they wanted to pay attention to, so the government got involved in it that way, and there was no taxation because the value of the land had been taken out before, and so then if it's just cash, you got to deal with it a different way. But so many real farmers who have big plots of land, they lose it to the foolishness that is a part of our government. One of the things that I look at, a couple of different stories here of farms, hundreds of acres of farms. Here's one that's thousands of acres there. You know, they tell the stories about being intimidated by the government, by the IRS, and the state coming in and saying, you know, if you don't give us this much money in 6 months, we're going to foreclose on your farm. We'll take the money for the taxes and, excuse me, you can go live on the street. So, taking all this land out of production, you can't keep doing it. You cannot keep doing it. And it's time, you know, the easements, I have easements on one of the pieces of property, a conservation easement. One of my pieces of property, the biggest piece, biggest farm, is not encumbered by anything, except under what we call Chapter 61A in Massachusetts, give us a better taxation on the land to encourage people to keep the land in farming. But the money for, you know, the value of the land, what people value, because around where I am, housing is very much a problem. So the city sometimes, the development officers come around, can you sell your land? We need it for housing. Well, they're not looking at agricultural needs. They're not looking at the food system. They're looking at what's practical to fix a political problem that they have. And so, you know, in my circumstance, if you go to batingbrookfarm.com, you'll see me talking to my partner about the development, why we're doing it. It's an agrohood that's built around, it's a farm, a development built around a farm. The mayor is there, the fellow who's in charge of the office of staging and due process, if you will, for development. He's there talking about how to save the land and that sort of thing. That's all well and good if it's the attitude everywhere you go, but it's not. And so you need to have good legal advice. You need to have good banking advice. You need to feel comfortable in what you're doing. Don't leave it to chance. Do not set up a LLC or a corporation or something, because they'll come and get you one way or another if you don't have it. So that's my thought, encouraging you to take care of the legacy of your land before it's too late and the government takes it away from you and your family. Because they're not the good guys, for sure. Doug Steffen here, hopefully one of the good guys on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.